rope and couldn't find another girl. No, no, no. He wanna hold my hand. He wanna be my man. He said he wanna take me to Ghana. Show me up to his mama. He said he wanna take me to Lagos. Introduce me to Tiwa. Take me to Dubane. I'm Kate Gale. I'm his African queen. He wanna love me.
Ready, Kafmo?
Aba shoba na bavalue.
He's an actor, a film director.
Say hello to my little friend.
A motivational speaker. A musician.
I'm the man up in his face.
Some even say he's a no-nonsense type of guy.
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to some and present to others radio host Kagiso Modupi, a.k.a.
Mina ngi out of the casting, ngicela ukuzibhomela namagenge kaSisinomsa nje sibele sishela abantwana basekhaya sama friend. Hello nice, hello nice. Shaphi kunjani?
You're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on cliffcentral.com. We got you.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Yo, what's good, Sharp Fetish? Your boy Showtime Black Les, the rap Steve Biko. You're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi on Cliff Central. Ah, yes.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi. Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Oh, it's a good boy, Tagazaza. Tagazaza, Tagazaza.
I missed it.
It's been weeks and weeks and we haven't been here. Welcome to it. And the show is called Unleashed with your boy Kagmo, aka Kagiso Modupi, aka Mr. Author, aka
Wow.
And it's your favorite hour of the week. You know, every Wednesday, you know, it's from 3 p.m. till 4 p.m. where we just get to hang out, but also where we get to just hash out some of the things that you are afraid to talk about in your relationship. And Tina, you know, we always hang out with our guests.
Yeah.
You know, ladies, please. I'm not data, man. I don't have data. I should have just, gone live so that you guys can see, you know, which, you know, we've got a very handsome gentleman. gentleman. Yes, he's very handsome. Puts my sweetie, puts Bantwana, all of it. You know, and I can see, you know, Vanessa and Palis are in here. They're just sweating.
We're blushing.
They're blushing. Is that what we call it? Well, welcome to it. It's your favorite show, you know, in the planet. And we see you guys everywhere who's just streaming in. Guys from the UK, guys from Nigeria, guys from, you know, the US. We are here with you. And you know, you can always get the podcasts if you didn't catch the show, and they're all on cliffcentral.com. And all you have to do is just go to cliffcentral.com and click on Unleashed. And then uzuzwa indaba zethu, indaba ezimnandi. But anyways, I've missed, and you guys have been wondering where I've been. I've been away.
Yeah, where have you been?
Like you don't know. I'm trending, babe. Like you don't know.
Yes, I've been seeing some stuff.
Yeah, I'm trending.
Going on?
My book is out. It's doing well. You know, it's called Along Came Tsakane.
Yeah,
and it's doing well. You know, it's out at all the stores.
Nice.
You know, and all the
online stores. Yeah. I saw.
You know, we're trending. My single's also doing well. We're number one.
Nice.
You know, on the charts. So that's what I've been doing. But I also missed radio.
I can tell yeah. Today.
I feel like you want to ask me a few questions.
I do. I just want to know what this author thing is about. Like, what is this book?
It's a book. It's called Along Came Tsakane, and it ties in very well with our show.
Yeah?
You know,
In what way?
Because we talk about stuff that people are afraid to talk about in their relationships. Mm. And actually, this book is such a good book that gives women an opportunity to find out what really happened. Yeah, you know, and we're talking about a very good guy here.
Yeah.
You know, we're not talking about Inja, we're talking about Dasbini.
Right. The usual suspect.
Yeah. No, we're not talking about a taboo guy.
Yeah.
Or Outias, we're talking about a really good guy here. And people think that, you know, marriages are just simple and
walk in the park.
Lavi-davi. But things happen in marriages, you know?
Sure.
And so this guy finds himself cheating.
Yeah.
And he wants to get out of it, but he can't. You know, because it's like an I need some lessons.
I need to get this book. Where, like, so you said I can get it on online stores.
Yes.
So like Amazon.
Yeah.
If I have a... Can I get it I have an iPhone. Can
yeah,
I get it
so
on...
So you can get it on Apple Play. Mm-hmm. Apple Play. No, it's not Apple Play. Apple books.
Apple Book. iBooks.
Yeah, iBooks. Mm-hmm. You can get it from there. You can get it from CNA, Apple.
Oh, you're big time, aren't you?
You should see me on the shelves.
What?
Yeah, I'm sitting right next to Cyril Ramaphosa.
No way. Mr. Big Time. Well, yeah. I'm really, really proud of you.
Okay.
I attended the launch. It was amazing. It was great. Everyone came out.
Well, we're going to be going around the country. We're going to be pushing the book and, you know, we're going to be pushing it on my cheese and wine.
Aren't you so fancy?
Cheese and wine. It's been a hectic day today. How's your day?
My day was pretty hectic too. I'm actually still feeling a little flu-y. That's why I can't even take pictures. Did you see?
Can she get out of the studio, please? Before you make our guests sick.
No, it's not there yet. But I had quite a hectic day.
I had a hectic day. Really.
What happened?
I had to do chores for my father-in-law.
Wow.
You know, I need to suck up.
You're like the perfect son-in-law.
Yeah.
You're still sucking
until
up.
Until Tsakane comes.
Yeah. has he read the book? Or does he still think you're like the perfect son-in-law? Has he read the book?
No. My father-in-law is too busy.
Does he even know there is such a thing as a book out?
Like, he's just a guy that wants to chill with me and hang out with me. He doesn't want to know about my life.
He could care less about Abutsakani.
Yeah, I don't even ask him about stuff as well.
Yeah.
So, and I also had to go and pick up the kids, you know? School's closed.
Yeah. I see we have a pretty little girl here.
Yeah, say hello.
Hi.
Can you say hi to Tsimula? Hi.
What's your name?
Tsimula.
Tsimula, how come you're here today? What happened at school?
School came out early.
What? When I was growing up, we didn't do that. We always had to stay until like 3 o'clock. What did you do at school today? Was it like
did you wear
your school uniform?
Which school did you go to?
I went to like
When we
normal school.
Mama Tutugani primary. Yeah. Nyasala. You know, when there was hard labor. Like after school, you guys had to clean windows and clean the floors, vaskeres. That's where you went. No, they're going to good schools, okay? All right.
Like the all right. Nice schools.
The nice schools. Hi, Liz is in. Hey, let's get on with the show. Yeah. And, you know, this is going to be a very interesting topic today. And
what is this topic?
Obviously, we also hang out with our guest, you know. Today we are talking about, are your significant others entitled to your social media passwords?
Oh, wow.
And that's if you are in a committed relationship.
Yes.
But you know what? I'm going to open this up. Whether we are committed or we are not, are we entitled for me to know your passwords? And not just social media, your phone. And like, we also want to find out, why do you even have a password in the first place? All right, so you can send us your voice notes, and the number to send is 078-540-4313. I'm going to repeat it. It's 078-540-4313. 1 3. Send us your voice note so that we can understand what that's when ofunuktini. And we are coming back with our guest, and I'm so excited to have a chat to him, and I'm tell you what ubani right after this.
This is cliffcentral.com.
All right.
Okay.
All right. We are back. We are back, and we are hanging out with a multi-talented, a skilled musician, producer, well-known to his fans for his vocals. Yes. And he's also well-known for his piano skills. You guys, he was born as Wandile Sizwe Ntombela, but you guys know him as I Am Nation. Oh, is in the house. Yay!
Welcome.
What's up, my brother?
Hi, man. How you doing?
I'm good.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah.
The place is beautiful, eh?
Very well, chilled. Well, it's just black, yellow, and white.
Yeah, it's
white.
Really nice.
Yeah. Nice. I feel like I'm a Chiefs fan when I'm here.
Yeah, kind of.
Are you good, though?
I'm awesome.
Yeah. Like, I like, you see, even when you speak, I can just tell what you can sing. You know, there's people that when they speak, when they speak, you're like, this one is singer. Yeah. And then there's, when you speak, like there's a tone.
No, it's training.
Yeah, it's training.
Training.
Yeah. So tell us, where Nyazgut obviously one delay in but this I Am Nation, where did that come about?
I Am Nation. Ute I am one delay Sizwe Ntombela.
Yeah.
So my middle name is Sizwe, which is I Am Nation. So basically I'm just myself.
How did we miss that?
I don't know.
Very duh.
Sing I'm a snob, man. Sing I'm a snob. We didn't get that. We were like, where does I Am Nation come from? All right.
My second name.
Are you good, though?
I'm awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You still writing songs? Or does someone write them for you?
No. I do it myself.
Yeah?
Ebusuku ngilele, ngiyavuka, songs.
Yeah.
You know, I'm driving, melodies and stuff.
You are a true musician.
I have a lot of my voice notes actually on my phone.
Yeah?
Of different songs that I'm about to do that I haven't done yet.
The album out?
No. Singles.
Okay, okay.
I'm working on singles.
And why is that? I mean, you know, obviously with your genre, you know.
It's because the market has changed, actually.
Yeah.
So basically, the album will work for somebody who's already prominent.
Yeah.
Somebody who's, you know, made a name for themselves. But for Tina, because it's still pushing, it's going to basically cost you to come up with an album, because now when I turn number one, somebody comes and says, I'm turning number eight. You understand?
Yeah.
So basically, it becomes easier, more so, because actually, people, they don't buy your music, they buy into your brand.
Haha.
Yes.
So, what about those guys like Abu Konjuban, Nati?
Nati,
Does maybe company muscles also play a major role?
It does.
Yeah.
It does. If Ngacheka, I won't mention names.
Yeah.
Abanyamantu, if they move from a certain kind of producer.
You can say whatever you like.
From a certain producer and they move to another one, maybe a big record label.
Yeah.
There's a lady, I won't say the name.
Yeah.
She did that. But now Mopeya Kunamanji, it's very quiet. Lotali Kita.
Yeah.
It's very quiet.
Okay.
You understand? Because now I'm connections.
Yeah.
The people been about before they had Laba now.
So
they wanted to ride on the fame, of which it didn't work.
Okay. And you're not planning to work with a major, or are you going independent?
I am. There's a famous DJ that I'm actually in talks with to remix my song.
Uh-huh.
Yo, he loves it.
Oh, you're not your remix.
You're not your remix. Yeah. It's difficult.
No, man, it's cool. And what's your favorite song from the 90s?
90s. Let me try to remember.
Your music career started in 1995.
I was a fan of Boys to Men. I was a fan of Obosai.
Yeah.
I was a fan of Silk. Yes.
Whoever's still about that?
Today. Yes.
Did you hear that voice?
Yeah.
No, hit us with a note. A shang a note. If I were to try that, it would mean that something is happening at my house. It's either somebody umbambeng ama shamplosi, yung chala. Yeah, ngut minang zaveng kala. When are you singing it? Minang zaveng ito. Let's get into our topic. So, you got somebody
special in my life? Just like you.
Nami kichimila and my ring is in my finger.
It's doing. She understands.
All right. So obviously you got a special somebody. Married?
Yes.
Married.
Yes.
How long?
For a number of years. I won't mention how many.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're a man with a lot of walls. I'm gonna break down those walls today. I'm breaking down these walls. So here's what I wanna know.
Yeah.
Does she know your passwords?
Yes, she does.
Yeah, and are you happy
to
with
my
that?
Internet banking, she does.
Well, she's gonna have it. Internet banking.
Yeah, she
internet
does.
Banking is different. When it comes to money issues, it's different.
She does. You know why?
Yeah.
Because the thing is, what she has realized, Guti, in the field of the industry in Guyo, I will get some inboxes from females. She knows that. Whether they're personal or not personal. Like
I'm so quiet.
No, seriously.
Yeah,
because
I don't want to comment on that. Yeah.
Okay, she does. You understand?
Yeah.
And so we have found a way of dealing with it.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you know which Nanaus may whoop, you understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
This comes with the territory. It's not like this chuzele, this thing, this is how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. She understands.
So when she gets a message, I want to actually break. I'm coming back to that.
Okay.
And I'm gonna write it down so that I don't forget.
Okay.
And if I forget, you must remind me.
Okay.
Okay. Message.
Okay.
Ne? But I want to know. So who made the decision? Did you make the decision that, you know, you want to give her your passwords? And for me, are you comfortable with it?
I have to be. Yeah, well, now the thing is, in a relationship, no, I'm answering you.
I like your answers.
I have to be.
You're a married man. When you are a married man. That's what married men say. They're like, man, I have.
For the sake of peace.
Yeah, for the sake of peace.
For the sake of peace,
I
have to.
Yeah.
You understand? She
Do you
understand.
Want to? I'm breaking down the walls.
There is my will. And there's our will.
Yeah. And so then there's God's will.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
So our will
has
to superimpose my will.
Stop it.
No, seriously. I'm being honest.
Yeah. Okay, but what does your will say? Okay, let's take away our will.
What does
your will say?
My will sometimes says, okay, I don't want to disclose with you, you know, via message and stuff. But for the sake of, if anything blows up, she should know about it. Because the thing is, if anything happens, she's the one who's having Nikki back up.
So okay, let me just move on from this thing.
Okay.
Are you comfortable when she has your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because obviously you've discussed the messages with Mawanga and Aganjan.
Yes.
But you come to... Okay, yes. So that's...
The thing is, there's this thing of me being nice, but somebody takes it as I'm flirting.
Oh, you have that problem.
Time.
La, but when are you just being you?
Yeah, I'm being me.
That's what you're flirting.
Yes, that's the problem.
Yeah. Mina, I like to help people. I'm a helper, man. I hate seeing someone struggle.
Yes,
you know, because I know what the struggle is like.
Let me say fun, yes.
Yeah. So
now that can be taken somehow
as flirting.
Yes.
No,
we are saying that as if ufuna amanye ama benefits.
Okay, Nyaguz, I hear you.
You understand?
I hear you, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, konama signs that they would see that, you know, we don't see.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So there is this sixth signal abanayo that we don't have.
Man, you know what? Let's cut the nonsense. All right, let's cut the nonsense. The sixth sense thing, le.
No.
Abafazi bathanda ukuzenza izangoma. Like ngathi the, you know, I've got this sixth sense. Sometimes the sixth sense is just wrong, and they want to create it one of themselves because they're uncomfortable, right? Here's my question. How many times has, let's say, your person been uncomfortable with another person, and then later on they actually become better friends?
It doesn't happen.
But maybe it just happens that she gets comfortable and she realizes that actually there's nothing happening there.
Unfortunately, this time she's always right.
Oh,
I'm being honest.
Okay, I'm being honest.
Yeah, she's always right. The thing is, Kwanis isn't.
I mean, look, I understand it from your side. You're a handsome brother, right?
Ooh.
So she's probably right, because maybe every woman just wants to be with you.
No, you do. You know why?
Yeah.
The sense of responsibility, especially from Tina, as people who are already into relationships.
Yeah.
For women, they take it as power. This person already has direction.
Yeah.
You understand? We have to agree and everything. Though maybe the initial plan was not to break your marriage.
Yeah.
But they find themselves doing it for the sake of ufuna wena.
Zakane.
Exactly.
And that's again, like in the book.
I'm reading your book right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And
no, right now.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You must read the book and you'll realize Takane is not her intention to break up a marriage.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
So it happens, these things.
So what is the solution to it?
Solution, Yazini, when the biggest thing that
Or just be that guy who. Because I've started building like little walls around me.
Why?
No. And those walls help, you know, where you're not just an easy person, Gutumuntangati, can I?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because of what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah. Because ladies come and sometimes, basically, my intentions are grand. So they kind of need to know with him, this is where my line is, right?
Yeah, Zini, let me tell you, there's a problem actually from their side.
Because
we are few, if I can put it that way.
Yeah.
They're doing all these things. So they're few. They're fighting for the few. We understand. And some of the few, they are into serious relationships. But they're committed.
Yeah.
So now it becomes a problem for them.
Yeah. It becomes a problem for
them.
Yeah. Okay. So my thing is, I want to go back to this thing. Elon. Did you guys make the decision, Uti, you Uzwazi password yap? Or you just didn't discuss it, and when you are comfortable with your password, you're like, no, password yami yini nanan. Because I'll tell you why I have a password. Not for someone to fiddle on my phone. I have a password so that if it so happens that I die, I wanted to say send to all. That's the only that's the only reason. I just want ati. Kahiso.
So now
you. Yes.
Okay. No,
yeah, you know, Kahiso Shile. Amen. Send to all. Ungaye guma message. Ufunani guma message.
Yazini. I would say she trusts me. Not because I am perfect.
Yeah.
But because if I'm saying nigile, there is nothing that will make her to think why I need a password. You understand?
Yeah.
So I don't think she goes intentionally out check guti ubanutain and everything. She understands guti. She may get a message. Hey,
so
yes,
if you guys trust each other so much, why have a password then?
Hmm?
Like it should just be easy access.
It's not for yena.
Oh.
No. It's not for yena.
Or for just for nyala share.
Yeah. You want amount what kengele ngapani?
Kunama notes.
Hmm?
Yeah, gonna notes.
I'm a notes business thing.
Oh, notes, not nudes.
No.
Oh,
notes.
Okay.
Notes.
Nudes,
notes.
No. I mean, I was just trying to work it out whether it's notes or nudes.
No, notes.
All right, we're still hanging out. No one deal. I am Nation Usizwe, middle name, and you guys know him as a vocalist, as a pianist. His single is out, and we're gonna play it at the end of the show. And just to give you a taste, but you know, we're still talking about. I'm a pin code, you know. Does your significant other actually have the right to know your passwords? And whether it's bank, whether it's in, but Kakulu is saying social media and and just your phone, right? Because it go down in the DM. Mm-hmm. It go down in the DM. You know, if they write a song about it, then it's happening, right? Stop. All right, send us your voice notes, and we're going to play them, you know, just after this. And the number to send them to is 078-540-4313. And we're coming back with your Comedy Minute and your voice notes after this.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey, what's good? Sharp Fetish, your boy Showtime Black Les, the rap Steve Biko. You're listening to Unleash with Kagiso Modupe on Cliff Central.
Hola, bafowethu. This is Bantu Soul, and you're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Modupe. Sure.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupe. Unleashed with Kagiso Modupe.
And you still hang out with me, Kagiso Modupe, and not Kagiso Modupe. It's Kagiso Modupe. Get it right. You know, it's Kagiso Modupe, and you know, you hang out with us, Lana, on cliffcentral.com, so you can stream us live. If you're just joining us, we are halfway through it, and gather your friends. So let's start a topic at work. Plus, I know you guys are not working anymore because everyone's just looking at the Easter holidays and they're dragging their feet. So this is an interesting topic that you guys can talk about, like the office scene. You know, get your colleagues. Let's start having a conversation about it and send us your voice notes. The question for today is, does your significant other have the right to have a password? And the question is, ufunani kuleyo password as well, right? And that's the biggest thing. What are passwords for? Let's just start with that. What are passwords for, Mganom? Yeah?
Safety.
In all honesty?
In general, I don't think it's for safety. It's just for...
Yeah.
It's for abantu, which just in case somebody sees something, they should not see it.
All right, I want to go back to these messages that we were talking about, right?
Yeah.
Look, you can have, you know, maybe disgusted to Mduako. There might be a message that says, "Hey boo," or "You were amazing last night," especially because when are you a singer, right? You could be amazing nge piano rap, right? So if it comes in and it says, "You were amazing last night," do you always have to explain every message that she finds on your phone?
Not really. Not really. I mean, for me personally, it hasn't been like a topic. It's serious.
Younger message.
I'm being honest.
Yeah, sure. Nine message. Whoop, whoop. You were amazing last night.
Mm.
We are tool.
Or does she ask? She'll ask.
Exactly. Which means there's a conversation there, right?
Yeah.
So do you, and however that you can diffuse the conversation, right? Do you think that it does kind of affect your marriage in a certain way?
It will, but at the same time, it tests your marriage.
Yeah,
it tests your marriage.
Yeah,
yeah.
But now we're talking about trust.
Yeah.
Because automatically, I mean, where you putting it in a way, Oguti? No, SMS my again. I mean, you know, we spoke about it that some SMSs like this will come in, and this is my industry, and she knows, and she's comfortable. You know, but my ingena, she's going to have to ask about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to have to ask every single time she sees a message like that, right?
And how many times?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, how many times do you go gigging?
Okay.
Exactly. You're right. You're a busy artist. So if it comes in every weekend,
no,
does it mean that she doesn't trust you?
Is a stalker, Bill.
No, no, I we are number new one. We are number different. I mean, because you're an artist, right?
Then it means I'm that good.
So my question is, does it ever affect your marriage?
I'm making this thing personal, or just in general, so that
you on the hot seat, right?
Oh, okay. For me,
do you think it would affect? You can make it general.
It will. It will. Let me explain something. You wanted the issue of my passwords.
Yeah.
One thing that I've done, I'm like past. Whether Facebook or Instagram,
yeah.
Anytime I would post anything that has to do with my relationships,
yeah.
I get a lot of likes.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of and stuff.
Mm.
Because I think that is the biggest problem that we have in this country, all over the world.
Yeah.
It is one of the simplest things that's supposed to be there, but yet we make it complex.
Explain
because
this.
Because a lot of us, we have different motives.
Yeah.
You can be married, but at the same time, both of you, you have different motives why you got married.
Yeah.
You could, whatever.
You could be an MBA. Married but available.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
It happens, you understand? So therefore, abantu bazoza ngama passwords ukuthi, you know, if maybe angaphumi kahle in the dating game.
Yeah.
You understand?
Okay, but as Kulmenga, when uphumile in the dating game, and I want to talk about it from a perspective of a musician.
Yes.
The biggest thing in a relationship is trust.
Yes.
Right? So if she keeps asking you every single time there's an SMS that comes in, do you ever feel like, you know what, maybe she doesn't trust me? Because nakona, if you don't have anybody that doesn't trust you, if you got somebody ongakuthembi, then you kind of feel, what am I doing here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So has it ever gotten to that point where you had to explain the same thing, especially in your case?
Yes, it does happen.
Yeah.
It has happened because the thing is, most of the time, OT, then why am I condoning it?
Yeah.
Why am I condoning it?
Yeah.
If this thing is not there, then let me not respond. Rather. Because obviously, that you were good last night.
You were amazing.
Thank you.
Yes, kunu good, kunu amazing. But you were
exceptional.
You were exceptional.
Outstanding, yes.
Outstanding last night.
Oh no, thank you. You won't. So
yeah.
It does happen. It does happen.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't think we'll argue about it, but we'll talk about it.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Nicely.
And, sure. And so, listen, we've got a voice.
Hasn't Kaza gotten this thing?
Yeah.
It means, you know, the spark is still there. Mangas by interest. Okay, when's the galan?
Yeah.
We are
project.
For the money, I can't make a mistake.
No, I see, she still cares. No. She's so deep in that she can't get out anymore. Like, Magakabang, who got alapans. Prepares good. You know what? This is the dog that I know and I'm comfortable with. We've asked you guys to send us your voice notes and let's hear what you guys had to say.
Hi, Kagiso. It's Dube.
And Hector.
Mina ngithi yebo nje. Fana ube nazo zonke.
No. Why?
Fana ngazi. Fana ngibe. How? That's how. Openness, transparency. Dude.
No, I just feel like everyone is entitled to their own privacy. You have your own pin for everything. Like, if you don't, do you trust your partner?
I do.
Then why must you have his pin? What are you going to be looking for?
This is all part of commitment as one. We are one.
No, I feel like everyone in a relationship deserves their own privacy. Like, I don't want to now be thinking, oh, maybe I'm talking to someone, it's just innocent, and now you're busy trolling my inbox.
No. Even our Gmails are linked to each other. So when his Gmails come through, they come through to me, and I can see bank statements, what, withdrawal, notifications, join the account. Why must we be?
I totally disagree. I feel like no, there needs to be that separation. You need to know that you do your own stuff. I do my own stuff. You're on your own Facebook. You're on Instagram. That's
okay, fine. I don't have those. I don't have his passwords then. But I tag. Hey, I'm in love. I'm walking in the park. No. Tag.
Those tags are the reason I removed my boyfriend off my Facebook. He just get random tags. Like, what the hell?
No, but I agree, and he doesn't.
I totally disagree with that, and that's why I'm going to be in a very happy relationship soon.
Wow. I'm going for 3 years. That's how's cool, man. Bye bye.
And that's Hector and Dumi. They always just send the most interesting,
interesting
voice notes on this show. Like, we should bring them in. I think we should run like a competition where we bring, you know, super callers or super fans that come and hang out with us in the studio. We should, no? Yeah, we should. I think we should. Here's the thing. They're talking about privacy in a relationship. Let's take away phone. Let's take away the passwords. Let's just talk about privacy.
Mm.
Do you think that everybody deserves their own privacy in a relationship?
Yeah, they do. Because remember, at the end of the day, you're still an individual.
But we are one. That's another thing that they've said in here.
Yeah.
And Yanzaba phone is more shadow. You are one now. Yeah.
But as in, oneness is a measure of two wills, like I said before. Mm-hmm. You understand? So now, the thing is, indaba yomshado or being in a relationship, it is a journey. Sipega tina, the end result, we don't look at the, you know, the process.
Yeah.
There is processing.
Let's talk about privacy.
Okay.
Let's talk about privacy.
Yes.
If we, it's either or. Mshado, it's either or. It's either we are one, or we are two worlds becoming one. Do you deserve privacy in a relationship?
I think,
like my toilet, you know what I mean? Like, do I have to knock? I mean, let's take away the phones and the passwords. You don't knock, right?
No.
So and
sometimes if I want to go,
yeah, and you sit there and you have a chat, right?
Yes.
And even kuruma with you,
yeah.
Hospitality school fees, yeah. Oh, but success, I picnic. Right?
Those things, they happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so then shouldn't it be the same then your phone? If there's no privacy with other things, why phone is so specific that we must be private guy? And that's the question. Yeah.
I think that's the biggest reason.
If you got something to hide.
Yeah.
That's
the biggest thing, I think.
So here's my other question. I mean, Miriak is probably what, you know, a very attractive lady, right?
I don't know.
So, well, I don't know. You tell me. You tell me. Is she attractive? I just married her, you know. I just took her. I was like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Meet me at the altar. All right, so you got an attractive wife. I'll tell you, okay. So your wife is very attractive, and sometimes we are wise, and she knows your temper, and you know. So what if she decides, Uti, there's this guy who's sending stuff, you know, and she doesn't want you to know about it because she kind of knows that you will lose it, but she also doesn't want to lose this friendship with this guy, you know. I don't know. I'm just throwing something here, spanner in the world, you know. Now we're talking privacy.
Mm.
If you find messages like that, do you think you're entitled to know about those kind of messages?
I've come across such messages on phone,
yeah,
like e-messenger and stuff.
Yeah.
I think, I made a decision way back, even before I got married.
With some stabina.
No. I should be very confident with myself.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Besides, when you moon to Uti, and then we get married, I made a decision to just be comfortable with myself.
So, and that's my question. I'm saying, you know, after you find those messages, let's say you find those messages, you have a discussion about it, and she says, okay, no, grand, you know, it's just that I didn't want to lose that friendship. And then now I'm up here, my message, maybe I won't, which she was reprimanding him. But now you know, right? So my question is now, are you comfortable if she changes the password again? Because password might change.
Yeah, might change.
Yeah,
I change. No problem. No, I'm just changing.
So
that week, we shouldn't argue.
Yeah,
I change.
Yeah, now you change.
Yes, my imbuze and I'm zumbuze.
Yeah, utma when you change.
Yeah, we change. Yeah, very simple.
Oh man, we are hanging out with I Am Nation. And he's married, but he's got a password, you know. But he also doesn't believe, you know, there should be things as private. But that's what we're talking about. Send us your voice notes. Let us know if your significant other is entitled to, you know, a password. And right now we've got a comedy clip from Clayton Thomas. And let's hear what he has to say.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Whenever you're with a woman more than 5 years, she knows who the fuck you are inside and out. She knows how you lie. Like, we'll never know how women lie because they change shit up. They can make up a story out of nothing. They can literally leave another dude after fucking him and make you believe she didn't fuck nobody. Like, you'll be like, where you coming from? With the condom hanging out her ass. Where the fuck you coming from? Oh, this? My bad. Anyway. It was some construction going on down the street, and you know how the wind be blowing in North Hollywood, so the shit blew. I got a dress on, so it blew up in the dry. I don't know how it happened, but it just happened like that. You got anything else you want to ask me? Men have signs. Like, whenever I lie, I always start blinking and scratch the back of my fucking neck, and I didn't know that until she told me. Like, she was like, so where you coming from? Me? I was I was at the Ralph's and shit like that. No, you wasn't. Why you talk? Well, how wasn't I at the Ralph's? Because you blink and you caress your motherfucking neck. Oops. I don't fucking blink and scratch my neck when I'm lying. Yes, you do. Where were you coming from? Like I fucking said, I was at the Vons. You said Ralph's. Okay, look, bitch, I was at a grocery store. All right, what else do you need to know? Women know signs, dude. Women got their shit together. Here's the funny thing. Women cheat better than men because they know everything about us. Don't let this Facebook shit fuck you up, fellas. Trust me. Women know the truth before they ask you the question. They're just waiting on you to give them the answer so they can bust your ass with the truth. Like, this Facebook shit is fucking everybody up. Like a woman to ask you straight out, like, hey, Clayton, so who's Lisa from Facebook? And you see how I just paused and a little look right there? That's how you know a woman is going to be on some bullshit when she give you eyes like that. She'll be like, hey, so, who the fuck is Lisa from Facebook? I ain't be on Facebook like that. I don't even know who the fuck Lisa is. Oh, okay, I didn't think you knew who Lisa was. Yeah, you need to get up on my face about it, or you ask me questions and shit like that. And you start getting cocky. She's like, I'm sorry, my bad, excuse me. And you start walking away, and she'd be like, oh, wait a minute, that's right. Could you come out for a second? You'd be like, yeah. She done brought the bitch to the house in front of you, trying to shock you and everything. She know what it is. Women have that shit together. Dudes don't have...
It is what it is.
Yeah, some truths in there.
Some truths in there. Mm. What's your take on this?
The thing is, Tina Vele, these ladies that are actually in control. Mm. Tina, we are not.
Yeah.
To some extent. So Vele, if you can't level so bonagal.
Yeah. What do you think that is? That women can see when men are cheating and then Tina asks Robin.
Tina seen a one track mind, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Really, I thought this thing was a gimmick. Ukuthi uyakwazi ukuthi abambe ifone ngapha ukhuluma nomunye umuntu into ezilento ngapha wenza bashing. I thought it was a lie. No, it's yeah. true. Mbeki TV mina, don't talk to me. If kuma nami uzokhuma something off and then ngizwile. Atha ngimamelanga. You understand? So I'm trying ngiyahluleka.
Yeah.
Ngiyahluleka. So thina khona izinyo izinto that they say ukuthi I don't know yamas. I think bona what they do.
Yeah.
We don't.
And I think that's the issue. We don't get to learn behavior and we don't get to study them. But mm-mm. They study us. You
very
know?
Much.
Yeah. Even when you walk in and you want some, she knows you want some.
Exactly.
Yeah. We are born and you can lose pussy some man. Yeah. But she knows, like, you tap your feet, you know, you walk out to the next room, yabuya, and no more ooze, so like, hey,
even the smile,
yeah,
changes.
The smile is a change. But she's taking time to study us.
Exactly.
And maybe we should do the same. I want to ask you a quick question before, I mean, we got literally like 16 minutes before the end of the show. I want to know. Do you get, I mean, we're talking about this thing there, your tag and listening to Dumino Hat.
Mm.
You know, do you get offended if your person doesn't tag you?
She never tags me.
Yeah? Does she get upset when you don't tag her?
Nope. One thing that was a concern, actually, was when I started my page, Instagram.
Yeah.
My fan page for I Am Nation. She didn't have a problem with it. And I explained to her, okay, fine. This is for business, you understand? So I keep it clean. It's all about music and everything. Because I'm still building my profile.
Yeah.
And then later on, somebody said, okay, I see your husband's lento page. Why not fag? And she knew what he... No, but it's for business.
Yeah.
But now what that actually did...
It planted a seed.
Yeah, which but Vele, why won't fag? But we spoke about it. This is for business. Yeah. It's not about lento. You understand?
Yeah.
And it almost became an issue. You understand?
Yeah.
But I went back to Uti. We had this discussion.
Yeah. Because we're simple beings. Like, we never have issues until maybe your partner has an issue about something.
Yes.
And then she does it. Then you start having an issue about it. And then now, all of a sudden, you're an issue guy. So now my issues. Like, you didn't have issues. Right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Okay, I get you.
So it almost became a problem. So.
Yeah. Because for me, I mean, you know, with her friends, she'll be like, birthday message. Paragraph, Bob. Shiny paragraph.
Lovely.
And you're like, wow.
Wow.
I didn't know you could speak like this, but it's like profound words and beautiful message. And then I wait for the 17th of April. And then I'm like, oh, my paragraph is coming.
Never. Nix.
And so like, oh, Happy birthday, Baba Galolo. Hat, hat, hat. Hooing. Maybe you shouldn't just be, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, happy birthday, Baba Galolo. Hat, 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 hat. Move on. Right?
Miss Uchin, man.
You know, I'm not an issue guy, but I'm just saying, slowly I'm starting to have these little issues because she had issues, you know, before with certain things that I would. So I'm starting to be like, how? You know? And I waited, you know, you wait for a year. It's a year. It's another paragraph in your Toranin. Melanie Toran next year. And basically, while you're waiting today, happy birthday, Baba Galolo.
Pana magang paleli.
Yeah.
Ang paleli, nafang paleli, my love letters and everything.
Yeah.
No,
well, you're the romantic one. You're the singer, right? You're the.
I actually started writing my poems. That's how I got to know that I can write.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's talk about your single. You know, we're 15 minutes into the last. No, we're 45 minutes into the show, and I want to play your single as well. Tell us about your single, Universe, no?
Yes, it's called My Universe.
Ah, yes.
And I'm putting it out there. It's not like really I'm talking about somebody or my wife. It's
why are you defensive before you even introduce the song? You see, you're married.
I'm explaining it.
Like when you marry, you just become defensive from the start.
It's because the world is like that.
No,
you know?
No, you are like that. You are married. Yeah, you have no rights. You have to always explain yourself.
Okay. Now.
Let's start from this from scratch. Yeah. So, tell us about your. So tell us about your single, My Universe.
Okay, how it came, I got a tune, My Universe. And then that's another, okay, fine. Okay, nice. Okay, fine. I put some verses together and it came together.
Yeah.
And then recorded.
Okay. And how's it doing on the charts?
I'm slowly getting there. I'm moving number 2 after we.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, tell us about the single. What genre?
It's house, but my house is a bit different because my background with music, it's way in the piece guitar, you know this. So I'm coming from the hip band background, sort of.
Yeah.
My dad was always playing fusion and jazz and stuff. So I'm used to a lot of instruments. So my house is not like that simple. It is musical.
Yeah.
You'll hear horns there. You'll hear piano. Yeah. Organ. You want to sing all those things.
Okay.
So my, it's, I'm trying to make it commercial.
And you produced it?
I produced it. Do you know what Nkalu produced it last year in April?
Yeah.
Self-taught.
Yeah, self-taught. Nice.
Self-taught.
Nice, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of guys who are self-taught out there. And what are you doing? How are you putting your music out there?
Social media, it's there, social media.
Yeah.
But iTunes is there, Google Play is there. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to do the best that I can. Mm-hmm. Then like YouTube.
Yeah.
It's there. So it's not easy actually.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get the right channels in terms of how to get to move forward.
And you're still independent.
Very independent.
Okay, so how do people get in touch with you? You know, social media.
They holler at me, hey dude, how are you doing? Yeah. No inbox. Females and males, I don't care.
Yeah, so
let's talk.
And what are your handles? What are your social media handles?
Instagram, IamNation_music. Mm-hmm. And then Facebook is IamNation. And then Twitter, it is IamNation, I think, SA. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's all simple.
Yeah, we're gonna play your single just in a few minutes. But as we wrap up the show, you know, actually, let me just start by wrapping up the the topic for today. And for me, I say that
tell the truth. About
if I don't have to knock when you're in the toilet, then maybe we shouldn't have my passwords, right?
Yeah.
I am Kagiso Modupi, and this has been the best hour of your week. Catch us next week from 3 p.m. till 4 p.m. On cliffcentral.com. You can also download Lonama podcast on cliffcentral.com, and we really appreciate the support and the love. And my book is out there. It's called Along Came Tsakane. You know, go to Amazon.com and, you know, order your copy. Or you can DM me. You must DM me. You can, when it comes to the money, DM me and ask for your copy. And we will send it to you. Or you can go to @VanessaTlobatla. Vanessa Tlobatla, she's also on Instagram. And, you know, and her number is 073-385-5000. 073-385-5000. And you can get yourself Ikopi. Along came Tsakane. And we're going to be wrapping out with Inamba Yako. You want to introduce it?
Hi, beautiful people. This is Imnesia. You're about to listen to my song, My Universe.
And the nominees are... You just heard that voice. And the nominees are... All right, see you next week. Sikhulumeni, sibone ukuthi kuhambani. And remember, if it's not Wednesday, it is...
Wednesday.
This is CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com.
No, what I mean? Peaches and cream. Ice cream. Know what I mean? Peaches and cream.
Girl, you know I can't get enough. Wanna taste it in the morning when I'm waking up. I eat cobbler in my stomach when I eat it up. Got your legs around my neck so I can't get up. See the boys 112, we from the A. Talk to eating peaches, shawty, we don't play. So all the ladies in the house, if you're pieced to shit, put your hands in the air and represent your clips.
That's why, girl, you are so tasty, tasty. I'm a baby.